We sang Kiddush. I mentioned an interesting thing about Shabbos. It's Shabbos, and that always really bothered me. I was excited to look into this a little bit and share with you. We sang Kiddush that Shabbos is Zecher Le Yitzias Mitzrayim. That really needs understanding. Shabbos is before Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does it mean that Shabbos is a remembrance of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Shabbos, like we've spoken about, relating to it as a day that we remember Maaseh Bereishis, and we remember the fact that Hashem stopped and desisted from His positive action. That's really what the whole Shabbos is about. All these Suri Malacha and things like that, all stopping from work, which we do. Hashem stopped working, we stopped working. When did He stop working? He stopped working on the original Shabbos. But why do we mention that Shabbos is a remembrance of Maaseh Bereishis? I'm going to give two approaches today, and perhaps in our coming times together, we'll mention some other ones. Okay, first is what I saw brought down from the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. Very simple, very simple. Let's think about it. If we'd still be in Egypt, Elu, if Hashem wouldn't have taken us out, right, we would be working. We'd be working hard, right? We'd be working even on Shabbos. We wouldn't really ever be in a state of rest if we were in Egypt, right? So the very fact that we can rest on Shabbos is a sign that we've left that situation, which we collectively, as a group, were once in, called the Shibud of Mitzrayim. If we were in Shibud of Mitzrayim, we wouldn't be able to rest. So every day, every time when we rest on Shabbos, it's a remembrance of that, which we were once in that situation, and now, of course, out of that situation, so we can rest. Okay? That's approach number one, very practical. I still brought that also from Shneur Cutler. Shneur Cutler was the famed Rosh Yeshiva of, which Yeshiva? Lakewood Yeshiva, son of the great Rav Aaron Cutler. And really, Lakewood, which it is today, should know, historically, really flourished and prospered after, not certainly not because of, but after, once Rav Shneur was there, that's when he became very, very big, etc. And people don't realize him. So anyway, so Rav Shneur says like this. He says a very interesting thing. We know that the mon, right, which would fall, the mon, how do you translate mon? Manna. Now we understand it, right? Not mon, but manna. Now we know what we're talking about, right? Not film, but phylacteries. That makes a lot more sense. Okay, good. So the mon, the manna, would fall twice on Friday. Now, on a regular Tuesday, if you left over your mon, so then it got, there was a rimon and tolea in it, and it became all mupash and bad and spoiled. The mon was very sensitive. It spoiled right away. But on Shabbos, even though it fell on Friday twice, it didn't spoil on Shabbos. Rimon lo hoyisabo. So what's that all about? So he says a beautiful thing. He says, really, all things which dilapidate and go is really because they're not connected to the source. When you're connected to an ultimate source, there's always chayim, right? We understand that someone who's connected to Hashem, there's always chiddush, there's always newness. People are bored in their life. Why are people bored? Because, you know, all the sports and all the movies and all the food doesn't really do it for us. That's what we're doing in yeshiva, right? We'd all be better having a better time than sitting with a bunch of guys and listening to a rabbi at 7:30 in the morning, right? Why are we here? We're here because we know that really the only way can we really find life is by being connected to the source. And in that source, here's the point, there's always freshness. Things stay fresh, connected to God, connected to our source, things stay fresh to God, things stay connected. It says that the lechem ha'panim, which was bread, Bosai, bread that was out for how long? Not one day, not 2 days, 7 days, right? Bread that's left out for 7 days wouldn't go downstairs. Not in the Gesher dining room, not in the regular dining room. You're never going to find seven-day-old bread, right? But in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim all had seven-day-old bread. What's that all about? And it says it was chama, kiyom likacho. It was chama, it was hot, like it came out of the oven. What's that? Why is that? Because the Beis HaMikdash also is a source of all life. The Beis HaMikdash is a place where spirituality and physicality meet. It's the source. And next to the source, there's no dilapidation. Really, I heard it from Jonas and Dave one time, that the Beis HaMikdash really was a place that the Chet of Adam Harishon didn't come in. That all Misa is because we disconnected at a certain point, and the Beis HaMikdash was Hafgah of this original sin. Anyway, so that's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is all about source of bracha, and therefore the manna, didn't go bad on Shabbos, because Shabbos is a day of sourcefulness. It's a day of being connected to the source. It's a day of real life, of Chiddush, of things like that. Now, when did that happen? So here's the next step. That happened at leaving Mitzrayim, right? We were in this Shibud. We were in this terribly physical place called Egypt, which everybody knows about that, right? When the Mace Sphere, we're talking about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That was a real, Mitzrayim was Sierra Basar. Mitzrayim was a terribly physical place. We left that situation, went into the Midbar, which was kula spiritual. We were in the Ananei Akava, the clouds of glory surrounding us from every side, living with God, right? So Mitzrayim was the place where we enter this spiritual state called connected to sourcefulness, right? And that's what got us ready to go to Shabbos every week, which is kind of like a continuation of that same situation of connection to spirituality. And therefore, says Rav Shneur, that's why Shabbos is Zecher, not only to Maisa Bereishis, but Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, because every time we experience this thing on Shabbos, each one of us in our own way, we are connecting to what happened to us as a people when we left Egypt.